It's a very good morning again to Matt Ellison. Hi there.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Matt, your blog is www?
I'mnojamieoliver.com.
Right. Now, tell us, you haven't been posting a lot there because the kitchen has been in full swing. What's up with the kitchen? Are you nearly there?
Yeah, we're about a week out, I think. The building's done. That took a substantial amount of work. The builders were in here for 8 days, just gutting it. They had to remove a wall and prep it. And then Rock on Wood, who's come on board to work with us on the kitchen, they have started fitting. They had Virgil, their fitter, in here yesterday and today, and it's amazing. In 2 days, they've managed to take an empty room and get the cupboards up. The utility cupboards went up today. So he says he's got to come back tomorrow for about 2-3 hours and just do the cupboard doors and hang them, and then we'll have the electrician come in and do that, and then plumbing, and the guys came to take what they call templates. When you have stone tops cut, they obviously want to make sure that it's accurate, so they come in and actually take templates of the stone countertops, and those will be in here next Wednesday. So by next Wednesday, we should be back to normal again.
You owe us a video log.
Yes, I owe you a video log, and there definitely will be one. As you've seen on the blog, you'll see there was a prelude, and then the first 5 days of building, and then I need to do the install, which I'll have documented and up on the blog soon enough.
Now, you've been eating out of other people's kitchens, you mentioned. How's that been going?
It's been an interesting challenge. I think the first couple times I went, kind of just with the ingredients and found myself, kind of pining for certain, utensils, like just a really good quality knife and a sharp knife. It makes preparation, as I've shared before, much easier. Pans and pots and pans, you don't always know what you're getting and, things like that. So it's been a challenge, but I've now started actually going with a little mobile kitchen, so to speak. So, as I mentioned last week, we were at friends of ours, and I actually did a carbonara with Italian sausage, and while I was preparing that meal, I actually took along, a wok with me. It was just easier to kind of cook the sausage in as well, and my knife, and a couple key things, but that definitely made it a lot easier as well. Thankfully, the home we were cooking out of was using gas as well, which is always a breeze to work with, and which is what we've switching over to here from electric to gas at home. And so it's been a challenge, but I mean, the results have spoken for themselves, and nobody's died from my cooking, so that was a good side. In fact, everybody's been incredibly complimentary. So no news is good news on that front, I guess.
Right. Now, you've got a fishy story for us.
Yes, it's fishy indeed. Actually, one of the meals we prepared was a chicken Caesar salad, and I've always noticed there's something fishy about a chicken Caesar salad if you've ever had one, and being fairly naive, not having made one before, I didn't actually realize that the fishiness in a chicken Caesar salad is actually because the base of the dressing is actually made from anchovies, and which are like small sardines of a similar kind of family, and they actually are ground up into the dressing, which is so that slight fishy flavor that one gets when you have a chicken Caesar salad or chicken Caesar sandwich, or whether you're going to have a wrap at Kauai or Willy's or Pick and Pay. If you've ever wondered what that is, it's actually because the dressing itself is made from anchovies that are ground up in a pestle and mortar.
So it's chicken that smells like and tastes like
yeah, no, I think it's tuna. They say tuna is they call it the chicken of the sea or whatever. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tuna is a bit like sort of a chickeny texture, isn't it?
Yes, and I think it's partly why you don't really notice the fish in it. I mean, texturally, you can't taste it. Obviously, you taste the chicken, but that's kind of the story of the week, really. I guess if you've ever wondered why chicken Caesar salad is fishy or something's fishy about it, you now know that anchovies are. Unfortunately, in my case, you'll read on the blog, I couldn't find anchovies, so I went with pilchards or sardines, and they're about 5 gazillion times the size, and so really, when the recipe called for 2 anchovies, I'm talking, really little bits. So I almost went with a whole can of sardines. So I had a really, really fishy chicken Caesar, but realized very quickly that I should probably cut back to 1 or 2. But even then, it was a little overkill. I think in future, I'll probably just use 1 sardine and 1 pilchard if I can't find anchovies.
Right. Well, thanks so much for coming through to us. When we chat again with you next week, it will be almost the perfect kitchen.
It will, hopefully. It'll actually be on the day if we're not, on the nose. It should be ready. And that'll all be video blogged, and then we'll have some pictures up as well.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.